Good day, fellow kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Friday, January 5, 2024. Union of Local Authority of the Philippines, National President Dakila Chua, on Friday said country should improve its water management policies to effectively address the effects of the El Nino phenomenon. In a Bagong Pilipinas Nayon briefing over PTB4, Chua said the focus should be sustainable water resource management to mitigate the ill effects of the weather phenomenon. He said the water management system should be integrated in terms of agricultural production, industrial use, and domestic use, as well as in water recycling and ecosystem restoration. Chua, however, noted that efforts have been made by the government to standardize the country's water management system and align it with sustainable development goals of the United Nations. Chua also expressed support to President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s push for a law creating a separate department that will focus on water resource management. In December 23, the House of Representatives has approved on third and final reading the priority bill seeking the creation of the Department of Water Resources. The DWR shall be the primary agency responsible for the comprehensive and integrated identification and mapping of all water resources, planning, policy formulation, and management of the ownership, appropriation, utilization, exploitation, development, sustainability, and production of water resources in the country, except fisheries or aquaculture. The DWR shall also develop institutional arrangements with public water organizations and ensure coordination with all stakeholders for all water resource development, integration, and management activities, including sanitation, flood risk, and drought risk management. The bill also proposes the creation of the Water Regulatory Commission as an independent quasi-judicial regulatory body with overall authority and powers that shall cover and apply to all service providers, either private or public, providing or intending to provide water supply, including suppliers to subdivision or other service providers, sewage rage or septage treatment and disposal services. The measure seeks to reconstitute the National Water Resources Board as the National Water Resource Allocation Board, which would serve as the approval body for using water resources, including dam construction. A water trust fund shall be established for water development, water sanitation, and wastewater treatment and management, as well as water sustainability programs and projects. The Land Transportation Office has apprehended 529,578 motorists in 2023. In a statement Friday, LTO Chief Assistant Secretary Bigor Mendoza II said some of the most common violations were on the Clean Air Act of the Republic Act 8749 or Seatbelt Law Act of RA 8750 and overloading. A total of 23,614 motor vehicles were also impounded by the LTO last year, an increase of 47% compared to 2022. Mendoza instructs LTO regional directors to maintain the visibility of LTO enforcers on the roads and announce the procurement of more motor vehicles for its traffic enforcers. He urged motorists to follow traffic laws and other road safety regulations. He said that LTO's no registration, no travel policy will continue this year to push for the registration of the estimated 24.7 million unregistered motor vehicles in the country. Vehicle registration, he said, is important for road safety as it is one of the best ways to check the roadworthiness of vehicles. The four-long weekend spread throughout the year is expected to further boost the country's travel industry, the Department of Tourism said Friday. In a statement, DOT Secretary Cristina Frasco joined President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in urging Filipinos to travel around the country during these dates this 2024. On top of discovering places, Frasco encourages all Filipinos to immerse themselves in experiences only found in the Philippines. Domestic travel as a large contribution in the continuous recovery of the entire tourism sector of the country. In 2022 alone, the Philippine Statistics Authority recorded over 102 million domestic trips across the country. Of the overall 1.87 trillion pesos internal tourism expenditure that year, inclusive of spending by foreign visitors and Filipinos residing abroad, at least 1.5 trillion pesos came from domestic tourism spending. Based on the official list of holidays, the public can enjoy a long weekend beginning March 28, Monday, Thursday until April 1, Easter Sunday. March 28, Monday, Thursday and March 29, Good Friday are regular holidays, while March 30, Black Saturday is a special non-working day. There will be also a long weekend from August 24, Saturday to August 26, Monday, since August 26 is declared regular holiday in observance of National Heroes Day. Filipinos also get another long weekend from November 1, Friday to November 3, Sunday. November 1 and November 2 are both special non-working holidays in observance of All Saints and All Souls Days. They will also have time to spend more days with their families from December 28 Saturday to December 31 Thursday, since December 30 result day is a regular holiday, while December 31 last day of the year is a special non-working holiday. Department of Energy Secretary Rafael Lotilla on Friday reiterated the agency's support to revisit the franchise of the National Grid Corporation of the Philippines following the three-day power outage in Western Visayas that started on January 2. In a press conference in Taguig City, Lotilla said DOE will recommend the Congress the separation and transfer of systems operation function from the NGCP so that the company can focus on delivering its transmission network projects. The DOE is blaming the NGCP for the power outage in Panay Grid as the system operator was not able to immediately act on the power disturbance due to the trip-offs of the Panay Energy Development Corporation Units 1 and 2 as well as the Pump Concepcion Power Corporation Unit 1, which also affected the delivery of power supply of other generation facilities in Visayas to the grid. The DOE chief added that the island-wide blackout was preventable. DOE Assistant Secretary Mario Marisangan said that as of 11:33 a.m. Friday, the PCPC unit has stabilized and the manual load dropping will no longer be needed. This means the grid has started to resume power services down to household and commercial consumers in Western Visayas. Marisangan said full power restoration on the island is possible within the day. Moreover, aside from segregating the system operation function from NGCP, the DOE is also recommending to Congress to allow the Energy Regulatory Commission to impose administrative penalties on the transmission concessionaire. The proposed fee is at 2 million pesos per day of violation or non-compliance with regulatory rules or 1% of the cost of the delayed project based on the ERC-approved project cost, whichever is higher. It is also proposing to review the tax privilege of the NGCP of paying only 3% of franchise tax in lieu of all other national and local taxes. It is also proposing, Camarines Sur Representative Luis Raymond Villapuente Jr. agreed that Congress might have to amend NGCP's franchise agreement or scrap it in favor of a more sustainable transmission concessionaire for the government to deliver cheaper, more stable, and accessible electricity to to consumers. It is said latest power outage in Western Visayas highlights the need to accelerate the interconnection of the country's islands via the National Power Grid, which is operated by the NGCP. Villapuerte said NGCP's failure to keep up with its transmission development and interconnectivity program for the country is standing in the way of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.'s goal of achieving 100% household electrification by 2028. He cited government data showing that 68 delayed transmission projects cover 36 projects in Luzon, another 21 in the Visayas, and 11 more in Mindanao, with a combined 231 billion pesos worth of supposed investments by NGCP between 2009 and 2019. It said the outcome of the DOE's comprehensive performance audit of NGCP may guide Congress on how best to achieve stable, adequate, and affordable electricity nationwide. The legislator said could look onto proposing an mandatory law to Electric Power Industry Reform Act of 2001 or Republic Act 9136, alterations to the NGCP franchise beneficial to consumers and against regulatory capture, or a change of concessionaire. On the next news, the Negros Occidental Provincial Government is expanding its community-based nutrition program to Kauan Town to address high incidence of malnutrition among young children in southern Negros locality. Some 16 of the town's 25 villages got a total of 4.3 million pesos financial assistance for the implementation of the program starting next month. In a statement on Thursday, Provincial Administrator Refrando Diaz II said that CBNP aims to provide the development stage nutritional requirements of children to avoid the adverse and irreversible effects of malnutrition. The barangay-based nutrition initiative involves a three-month feeding program to fight malnutrition among children in barangays Tuyom, Lumbia, Sura, Tambad, Mambugsay, Kaliling, Linaon, Talagdan, Kamidangan, Inayawan Poblacion, Tiling, Manguling, Kamalandaan, Abaca, and Molobolo. Provincial Health Office data area showed 20% stunning low height for age and wasting low weight for height among children in certain local government units in Negros Occidental. Kauan is the third LGU to benefit from the province's nutrition program after Don Salvador Benedicto and Calatrava towns last year. Join us again tomorrow for daily news update. I'm Shankel B. Flores. Good day and have a blessed weekend, everyone.